Animals Make Us Human. Written by Leah Kaminsky and Meg Keneally and read by a full cast.
Magpies. A Visitor. Written by James Bradley. Read by Justin Ratcliffe. In 2003, my partner and I moved to an apartment in Bondi. Because the beach was only a couple of hundred metres away, so close in fact that when storms washed through it you could see the spray drifting over the building, the trees out the front were what you would expect. Scrubby grevilleas, a couple of palms, the melaleucas that lined the curb. But out the back, hidden from the street, the garden we shared with our neighbours might as well have been a different world. Its lawn surrounded by massive gums and crepe myrtles, in the shade of which grew lilies and other flowering plants. I worked at the sunroom at the front, looking out over the street through a big bottle brush. During the day, a parade of birds fed on its flowers. Lorikeets that clowned and clamoured as they clambered drunkenly about in the leaves. Noisy miners eager for confrontation. Wary wattle birds apt to dart away if disturbed. Out the back, there were even more birds. Not just smaller birds like honey-eaters and pardalotes, but also fig birds and glossy black drongos, and in the summer, coals and other cuckoos. There were even owls from time to time. Early one morning I was woken by the sound of something striking the back window. Concerned, I ran down the hall to find the currawongs that lived in the garden sitting in the trees, watching me through the glass. For a second or two I stood in silence, aware that something had happened, or perhaps was still happening. Before, without warning, a barn owl rose up silently, directly in front of me, its pale shape ghostly in the pre-dawn light, and disappeared over the buildings, pursued by the currawongs. In the time we lived in that apartment, I came to know those currawongs, which nested in the trees above our clothesline. Once their chicks fledged, they would call all day, creaking and rasping in the branches, while their parents watched us for any sign of danger. But the birds I became most attached to were the magpies. Although many people fear magpies for their habit of swooping during the nesting season, I have always loved them. Growing up in Adelaide, their morning carolling was a constant, and even today it reminds me of my childhood and adolescence, evoking memories of my father's house in Glenelg, and the huge pine tree a few doors down in which the magpies would congregate. During our first summer in our apartment in Bondi, a pair of magpies nested in the tree outside the building next door. Although I could not see their nest from my study, I would hear them calling. And when I walked to the shop on the corner, I would often see the parents patrolling the grass beneath it. Eventually, the chicks appeared, descending clumsily into the lower boughs of the trees and eventually onto the ground, their movements carefully monitored by their watchful parents.